Talks Radio.
720 WGN.
Uh-huh.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Sponsored by Fresh Wave. If it stinks like a lottery fix, like a Powerball jacked up fix.
No.
Then you're going to need Fresh Wave. That's not the slogan?
That's not it.
What's the slogan, Kev?
The official deodorizer of your Chicago Blackhawks.
All right, so let's go to Dave on this. What's today's term?
Embellishment.
Embellishment.
Seemed like on the morning of the Oscar nominations, only appropriate to mention hockey's version of the Best Actor Award, the penalty for embellishment.
So embellishment would be when someone does what?
Well, if you were watching the game the other night between the Blackhawks and Nashville on Tuesday, you saw Predators forward Craig Smith sent off in the second period for embellishment. It's not something that's called all the time. It's still not all that common a penalty, but it is a way to crack down on players trying to draw penalties with a little flair for the dramatic.
Total judgment call on the officials.
It is. It is totally just if they think a guy's taking a dive. Basically, the NHL defines embellishment as any player who blatantly dives, embellishes a fall or a reaction, or who feigns an injury.
So if you had a player that got brushed with an opponent's stick and he dropped to one knee and went, why, and then claimed he was Nancy Kerrigan, that would be embellishment?
That could be embellishment,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I've not seen that happen, though.
Yeah, it's a common move.
But the rule carries with it a scale for fines for players who are penalized for embellishing or diving in an effort to get a penalty call. The rule is really designed to punish the serial embellishers. The first incident draws a warning, the second one a $2,000 fine, and the fines increase by $1,000. And after repeated offenses by one team, the head coach is also subject to fines starting at $2,000.
That's not a lot of money.
It doesn't seem, you know, it really isn't. That's the one thing about this.
Because in the NBA, floppers get teed up, don't they?
And they get fined a lot more.
Yeah, so you get a technical plus the fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $1,000. I mean, it's a lot of money in the real world. It's not a lot of money in professional sports.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
And I don't understand how the fine goes down when you get more of them. You know,
no,
what
the fine...
you know what they need to do? If the first fine's $2,000, it's $1,000 after that. They need to turn the fine system over to the city of Chicago.
No, it's not $1,000. It goes up by $1,000.
Oh, it goes up $1,000
each time. Two, three, four, five.
All right. Well, here's the way it works in the state of Illinois and
yes.
The city of Chicago.
Yes.
First ticket's $1.50. Second ticket's $12,000. So you need to obviously have them run this for the NHL.
I think that's a good idea.
Embellishment!
That's your Hawkopedia for today.
920. Back after this on 720 WGN.